Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Relais Radio. We are continuing our coverage of Pella High Athletics here on Senior Night for the Pella Girls Soccer Team with Lexi Bryan and Abby Warner. First of all, congratulations on a great career. You still have some time left, obviously, and hopefully you get to be playing into early June. First of all, what does it mean to be at this point for both of you, knowing that your time is starting to come down, and what does it mean to be celebrating Senior Night?
I'd say it's a little bit emotional, but I think it'll be fun, and I hope we make it to state, but I'm looking forward to after it, too.
Yeah, going off of that, I'm just really proud of where we're at and how far we've come along. With how young we are, we've been competing really well against really high competition, so I think it's shown to everyone and even ourselves that we are capable of playing at state and possibly winning a state championship.
I was about to say, and especially Lexi, you were kind of left by yourself in the back line. Everybody around you graduated, from the goalkeeper to all the other defenders, and a really young group back there. And there's been some growing pains, but ultimately, great games against Waverly and DCG and some of these great squads. What's it been like being around some of these younger girls, and how have you tried to be a leader back there knowing you were kind of the only returner?
Right. I'm actually really proud of them, and I think they've like adapted to it really well. And I think it's like a fun opportunity to kind of be able to coach them and like tell them what to do back there, but also have them support me back there.
Well, now, Abby, kind of the opposite is true, that most of the front line was back, and then you have a big addition with Bree from Newton. What's it been like up there having multiple scoring threats and having girls like Lizzie and Claire and Avery that are all growing as well as part of this program?
Yeah, I honestly think it's great because, like I said, against those good teams, it helps us not when I'm man-marked, that other girls can score, and it relieves some pressure off of me that I know that my teammates can do the job that they need to do to help us win the game. But yeah, I've really enjoyed just having that extra support up top.
Well, Lexi, what kind of growth have you seen in that back line too? Because so many of them had played a lot of soccer before, whether it was in club or whatever, but many of them being freshmen and many of them being sophomores, not playing varsity. What have you seen from them growth-wise, and how exciting has that been to see them maybe take steps forward?
Yeah, I've definitely seen them learn how to communicate more, like with each other. Like tonight we played really well at like passing it and switching sides back and forth. And I think at the beginning of the season they didn't really know how to do that. But like as the season goes on, I just think they continue with talking and even stepping to the wall.
Well, and Abby, I'm sure you come into the season having confidence in your teammates, but also wondering how many goals do we have to score, right? That's a big chunk of the team you lost defensively. How has it helped ease the pressure to know that most nights your defense has really been locked in and you don't have to score 4 or 5 goals to win?
You know, obviously we like to score a lot of goals, but it does give us a lot of confidence to know that, yes, if we do put a one away, we are capable of putting more away, but we can also play lockdown defense, especially against tough teams like Nevada, how in the second half we just played lockdown defense and we shut them out.
Here with Lexi Bryan and Abby Warner, two seniors with the Pella Girls soccer team, ranked 3rd in Class 2A heading into the home stretch of the season. And Lexi, you talked a little bit about goals for this team. Obviously, a lot of this group was back at state last year. You've been very competitive once again in the conference, came close to competing well with DCG, minus Abby and a few key players. How excited are you knowing that you've seen that potential and you've seen how good you can be against a really, really tough schedule this year?
Yeah, if I'm being honest, we have been a lot better than I thought. And it just makes me have faith in us to, like, continue to keep playing well, and especially with DCG. Like, I went into it like, okay, like, my goal is just to, like, keep them down. Like, I don't know if we're going to score. But we played really well, and I think if we could continue to play like that, that'd be really good.
There you go. Well, and Abby, how much confidence does it give you as a team knowing that most of your losses you've been competitive? It'd be one thing, I'm sure, to lose 5-0 to DCG. How important do you think it was that you've been competitive with these elite teams, and what mindset does that give you when you do enter this postseason run?
Oh, it's really important, and gives me a lot of confidence, because even though we did end up losing to those games, it shows that we can compete, that even if it's at state, it doesn't matter where we meet them again, that we have a high chance of winning. And I think even losing those games gives us more motivation to work hard and want to beat them later on.
Well, Lexi, what are the things you think this team needs to do then to be successful? You're obviously doing well so far, but what's that next step you need to take with these final regular season games that come up after Tulip Time?
I think we just need to like keep connecting more as a team and just like passing and communicating and just make sure everyone's on the same page and just there.
Well, and Abby, we're going to make it about you just for a second. A huge goal. In fact, I remember sitting in a car with storms coming coming, interviewing the last person who broke this record, Grace, 4 or 5 years ago. And now you are the all-time scoring leader. Obviously, Grace, one of the greats all time in this program. You've been on some great teams, obviously, I'm sure that have helped. But what did it mean? That's a pretty special record and a very competitive one to get.
You know, I'm just grateful. I couldn't have done it without my teammates. You know, sure, I'm the one putting the ball into the back of the net, but someone has to pass me the ball. And I couldn't have done it without them. So I'm just grateful that each year I've had new teammates and different teammates that have stepped up into that role and to be able to contribute to this, because I didn't do this by myself.
Well, last question for both of you. What would it mean to end with a state title, knowing you're number 3 in the state and that it's not that far off? I'm sure it's going to be hard and challenging, but what would it be like to be hoisting that big trophy on the final day of the season?
It would just be awesome. I don't know how else to explain it. It would just show how hard we worked for it this season.
Yeah, I think it would be so exciting. Like, personally, I haven't done any, and my brothers have, so I still get a little jealous about that. But no, we've worked hard this season, and to just be able to finish on a high note and end my season on a high note would just mean a lot to me.
You're telling me the Warners are competitive?
No.
Just a little bit. Well, awesome. It's glad to have both of you on from Senior Night, Lexi Bryan and Abby Warner on the number 3 ranked Pella Girls soccer team in Class 2A. Ladies, congratulations on a great season so far, and I look forward to seeing you coming up in the postseason.
Thank you.